Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Mem Aleph, and we're starting about the third line with the words of Rishai Rabba and Vilnsur's daf. It's on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, about 2/3 of the way in. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Mim Tzar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the word tells us Rishai Rabba have a Rabbi Debrei Chadisagi Nahira. Rishai Rabba, the Rebbe of his son, meaning his son's Malamed, his Cheder Rebbe, was somebody who Sagi Nahira, which literally means he had a lot of light in his eyes. In other words, that's a euphemism for him being blind. Vavialf Achel Ime Chadzman B'chol Yoim. Rishai Rabba once a day would go and eat with this blind Rebbe of his son. Now Chadzman one time, Havale Orchin, he had guests in his home, so Rishai Rabba didn't eat with Cheder Rebbe. Now Barumsh in the evening, Sok Lagabe, he went to him, and normally he told him, Lo Yechas Mari Alai, please don't get upset at me. Begin to Havale Orchin Yamidain, it's just because I had guests today, the Amris, I said to myself, the Loy Livzai B'Yikr Demari, I don't want them perhaps to demean you and take away from some of your covet, maybe they didn't know how to treat you properly. Then Cain, because of this, Loy Achlas Himari Yamidain, that's why I didn't come to eat with you today. So Amr, the blind Rebbe told him, you appeased one who is seen but cannot see. The one who could see but is not seen, obviously referring to Hashem, he should accept your appeasement, meaning you should receive a lot of brachas. So Amr Lei, Rabbi Shai Rabbi asked him, how do you know this? What a wonderful bracha. Where did you learn how to give a bracha like that? So Amr Lei told him, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, from a story that happened to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov had a blind fellow visit his town, and he was poor and needed some help. And Yosef Leir Blezer Ben Yaakov Lerami'ne, Blezer Ben Yaakov sat a little bit below this fellow. Why? The Yemen said people should say the Ilule Duhu Bar Nasha Rabba, if not for the fact that this fellow was very great, Lo Yosef Leir Blezer Ben Yaakov Lerami'ne, Blezer Ben Yaakov wouldn't be sitting below him. And then what happened because of this? Avdon Le Parnasa de Ikar, they gave him a lot of Parnasa, they gave him a lot of food and money, and they supported him. So Amr Lein, he asked them, Mao Hachin, what's going on? What's happening? Why is everyone giving me money and supporting me? Amr Lein, they told him, Blezer Ben Yaakov, Yosef Lerami'ne, Rabbi Lezer Yaakov is sitting below you, you must be a very chashe fellow. So Vitali Alay Hadat Slaysa, he davened the following tefillah for him. Atog Malta Chesed Lamadim Ischami V'Loi Chami, you bestowed Chesed upon somebody who is seen but cannot see. Dein Duchami V'Loi Mischami, the one who could see but is not seen. Yigmal Yaseh Chesed, he should give you Chesed. And Dalma, this is Yushalmi's way of saying that there's a story. So the following thing happened. Rav Chaim Bar Chanina, Rabbi Shaya, Havan Metailin, Be'ilin Kinisha de Lod. They were walking around going into the different shuls of Lod. And Amr Rav Chaim Bar Chanina, Rabbi Shaya, Rav Chaim Bar Chanina, told Rabbi Shaya, Kama Mamin Shikwa Vaisaikan, look how much money my ancestors invested over here. They built these beautiful shuls. So Malehi told him, Kama Fasha is Shikwa Vaisaikan, how many souls did they settle here? Did they bury here? Loi Hava is Bnei Nash Dilan by Raisa. Weren't there people here that could have learned Torah? Instead of spending money on making shuls beautiful, they should have given it to people who are sitting and learning Torah. According to some of Farshim, that's because he knew that there was people that had to leave Torah learning because they couldn't support themselves. As in such a situation, it's better to give the money to people learning Torah as opposed to making beautiful shuls. And similarly, Rav Avin Avad Ilan Taraya, the Sidur Rabba, Rav Avin, he made beautiful gates. Taraya are Sha'arim, they're beautiful gates and doorways and entrances to the Sidur Rabba, which is the big base medrash. And also Rav Manal Gabe, Rav Manal came to him, Amr Lehi told him, Chami Ma Avdis, look what I did, I made these beautiful gates, I spent money beautifying the base medrash. So Amr Lehi told him, the Pasuk says, Vishkach Yisrael Seisehu, Yisrael forgot the one who made it, but even a Chalais, and he built rooms, referring to Avodah Zarah. And he also concluded with the same thing, Lo Yahav Bnei Nash Dilan by Raisa, aren't there people here that could learn Torah and they could use that money much more than making the gates beautiful? As we see the importance of supporting Loim de Torah. The Gemara now goes on to discuss the second of the Lashachas mentioned in the Mishnah, which was the Lishkas HaKelim. Somebody wanted to donate a kli of sorts to the Beis HaMikdash, he'd put it in this room, Lishkas HaKelim, and as the Mishnah said, once every 30 days, the Gizbar would go in. Any kli that could be directly used for Bad Kabayas for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash was kept there, and all the other Kelim were sold and the money was put back into this room to be used for Bad Kabayas. Telling where I was bringing Braiso, which seems to be different than the Mishnah. Tani Brisa says, Kachem is Beach, Mitzinus Roy Lohen, Mikachem Bede Kabayas. When the Kachem is Beach fund needed money, meaning when certain karbonis needed to be brought, and the funds were empty from that account, so they could go to the Kachem Bede Kabayas fund and take money for that. However, Mem Alpha and Bez on top, in Kachem Bede Kabayas, Mitzinus Roy Lohen, Mikachem is Beach. The Kachem Bede Kabayas fund was not allowed to take money from the Kachem is Beach fund. That's because it has a higher level of Kedusha. Kachem is Beach is more elevated than Kachem Bede Kabayas, so the Bede Kabayas was missing money, they weren't allowed to take it from Kachem is Beach. Ask more, how could we say the first part of the statement? We learned in our Mishnah, Kli Shematzu Bait Sarich Lebed Kabayas, a Kli that was necessary for Bed Kabayas, Minich and Osoy that was left in the room, Vashar Nim Karin, the rest of the Kelim that weren't necessary were sold, with Maim Neufel Lishkas Bed Kabayas, and the money went to Lishkas Bed Kabayas. Seemingly, that money was not allowed to be used for Kachim Mizbech, but the Brisa says it was. So Rechiske says, Kenny Masnisa, this is all the Mishnah is telling us. We take out the word Litzarech, Lishkas Bed Kabayas. It's just simply saying that in the regular situation, once every 30 days, any Kli that's inside Lishkas Akelim that wasn't able to be used directly for the Bed Kabayas was sold and the money went back into that room, because that's usually what it was used for by the Kabbalah's purposes. And it's simply not addressing a random situation that the Kutcher Mizbeach fund happened to have needed money. That's not a problem. In that situation, they could take money from Kutcher Bedek Abbas fund. That's just not what our Mishnah is addressing, so it's not a steer of Mishnah and Braisa. Hajmalach Parak Elo Amunim, Mazar finishing the fifth parak of Mesach Shkalim. Just like we're Mesach finishing this parak together, we should Mesach finish the entire Mesach Shkalim together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving right into the brand new parak, the Mishnah tells us, Shloisha Asar Shifrais, there were 13 Shifrais. We had mentioned these Shifrais all the way in the beginning of the Mesachta, as we're going to see in the Gemara. These were boxes that were shaped like a shayfer. They were wide on the bottom and narrow on top, that you could only put money in and not take money out. Shalosh Asar Shulchanos, there were 13 tables in the base of Mikdash. And Shalosh Asrei Shishtachavayis Hayav Mikdash, there was also 13 places where they would bow down in the base of Mikdash. This was connected the 13 paratzais, the 13 breaches the Ivanim made in the outer fence or low wall that was surrounding the base of Mikdash. And these were places of bowing down. As Kavet Hashem, there were 13 of them. Now Shalbeis from Gamliel, Shalbeis from Chanan Yiskanu Kehanim, the family of Rav Gamliel and the family of Chanan Yisgan Kehanim, they would bow down by 14. They added on another bowing down. And Veichan Haizah Yisera, where was this extra bowing down? Keneged Dir Ha'etzim, corresponding to the room where the wood from the Mizbeach was stored. Shekein Masiris Beyond the Mavisayan, they had a Masira, that a tradition from their forefathers, from their ancestors, Shesham Ha'arin Gonuz, that's where the Arin was hidden. And Maisa B'Kayin Echel, there was a store with the Kayin, Shahim Asik, he was working in the Dir Ha'etzim, he was a Baal Mom, so he couldn't do Avaida, and so instead he was put in the Dira Eitzim in his wood storage room to go through all the different wood to make sure that it wasn't wormy and that it was fitting for the Mizbeach. And Verasa Ritzba Shehimashun Mechavisel, he saw one of the stone floor tiles, it was different from all the other ones, and he realized that that's probably where the Aron was hidden. It must be some sort of trap door or sort of hidden spot. And Bava Amr Chavira, he came to tell his friend, and Loi Hispik Ligmar Sadavar, he didn't have a chance to finish what he was saying. Membez Amr Alfa Antab, Achi Yatsa Nishmasai, until he died. And Vyadu Yichud, they knew with clarity, Shishama Aron Ganos, that's where it was hidden, and the reason why he died is because the exact spot isn't allowed to be revealed. Now, obviously, they knew it was in the Dir Ha'etzim, and maybe the general idea of where it was, but they didn't know the specific spot. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.